Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
A poignant homecoming in our area. Today, they laid to rest a true hero from Scranton. After more than 80 years, Jerome Jerry Martin Mullaney of Scranton, the youngest of five brothers to serve in our nation's military and the only one to serve in the Navy in World War II, has finally come home. His family now has closure, as they've waited for, and we will forever be grateful for his service and ultimate sacrifice. He was buried today in Scranton after returning home after 80 years with full military honors. So fair winds and following seas to Seaman Jerome Jerry Martin Mullaney of Scranton, finally home. And that's a great. I shared the post today on my social media, and check it out there. A bittersweet homecoming. Heroes finally laid to rest and returned after being killed early on D-Day in World War II. Just a great moment, not for only for our area, but for everything we talk about here on this show. Military, family, home, service to our nation, all brought into one solemn act of a military honor guard folding his flag over his coffin here in his hometown, returning back. So he was born April 8th in 1926, and again, died on June 8th, 1944. Looking at his letter home from the Department of the Navy, Bureau of Naval Personnel, dated August 9th, 1945. Dear Private Mullaney, this will acknowledge receipt of your letter and the recent date in which you requested information concerning your brother, the late James Martin Mullaney, Seaman 2nd Class United States Naval Reserve. According to the records of this bureau, your brother lost his life on June 8, 1944. He was a member of the crew serving aboard the USS Glennon when that vessel was reported lost in enemy action in the European invasion. Due to the depth of the water in the channel in which the USS Glennon was sunk, it was found impossible to salvage the ship or recover the remains of personnel lost with that vessel. The Navy Department again extends the sympathy to you and your loss by direction of the Chief of Naval Personnel. Sincerely yours, I believe it's Atkinson, Commander, U.S. Naval Reserve, Officer in Charge, Casualty Services. That's the letter that was sent the day after. But his remains were finally recovered and identified and brought home. Never forgotten, never lost. Hey, listen, I got to tell you that recently I met with the amazing team at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning about getting a brand new Mitsubishi electric heat pump system installed. Comfort is their business, and trust me, they mean it. And when I looked for a company to do this, and there's a wide variety to do, and I wanted a family-owned business. I wanted someone from our area. I wanted something that stood behind what they did. And Monk Heating and Air Conditioning fit all those bills. We talked about everything, energy saving, year-round comfort, and the latest technology to keep your home cozy, winter and cool in the summer, which is what I'm going to have. You know, It's getting towards the end of the system now, season now. So maybe not the air conditioning, but I'm looking forward to those heat pumps. You know, I don't have to turn on the heat for the whole house. I don't have to turn on my fireplaces. If I don't want to, I just press a remote control and I get heat coming out of my unit. Does my whole downstairs, which in turn will do my upstairs. They are a Mitsubishi Diamond Elite contractor, a trained premier comfort specialist, 24/7 service, 365 days a year, cool club maintenance plans, water heaters, same-day service. Monk HVAC is powered by those family values and Mitsubishi quality. Jim, Rob, Taylor, Lauren have served the community with great service, and they've seen it all. They know how to do the job right. You could check them out at monkhvac.com. That's monkhvac.com. Listen, when they came to my house, when Rob came to my house, scanned each room, measured it, set exactly the size units I've needed, what would take care of my whole downstairs, and even put it in the room to show me what it would look like in my room on the wall in there on his iPad. Phenomenal. Looking forward to the install. I'm going to walk you guys through the install when it happens shortly. And I'm looking forward to this system, keeping my home warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Can't beat that. So check them out again at monkhvac.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.